to WCNO Palm City.
We've seen what you can do, O God of wonders. Your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no...
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
And good morning and welcome. You are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida, and it is right now 11:01. And we're so glad that you have tuned in to be a part of Wednesday Live, coming to you every Wednesday morning. And we have some guests in the studio already that are all fired up. And seriously because I've got a fireman here that, he's a part of the fire department in Palm Beach County. And mostly we're going to be talking about the power of God to change lives. And we have John, and we also have Angel with us. So, Angel, I'm going to start with you. We are going to be talking about passionate pursuit. Let's hit that first. Yes, give some dates, times, how people can get information. Then we'll get into some other things.
Well, good morning, and thank you, Jonathan, and thank you for having us on and taking this time out just to speak on the retreat. But we are a group of people that we just fired up our ministry, Faithful Followers. We have took on this title already for the second time, which is Passionate Pursuits, and it really entails just helping out, reaching out, and helping out a brother, helping out a woman, and helping out a fellow man in Christ, and just our brothers to reach out and have a great retreat. So this retreat coming up that we have coming up on March 13th through the 15th, which is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Lake Placid, Florida, we are really focusing on the men. And this retreat is about the men and discipleship. What does it entail, disciple? And a lot of times men don't like to share. Men don't like to go out. Men don't like to, you know, explore or take time out. We're just busy doing our thing, and we go back into our cave, and we're into doing things in our cave, and we are just taking time out. You know, I think in Exodus, where it says Moses talking to God, God reaches out to Moses and says, you know, worship me. Mm-hmm. And then Moses takes that and says to Pharaoh that, our God has called our men to go worship in the desert for 3 days, you know, go out in the wilderness and go out and worship him. And that's what we're trying to do in this retreat, just to lay off and let go of all the gunk that the men carry. And we carry a lot of gunk with us, you know, and a lot of stinking thinking, and just to let that go for 3 days and to really be in a place. And what we like to call it is the three R's. And that's what we put on our invite on our flyer. And the three R's are rebuild, repair, and restore. Rebuild, repair, and restore. And that's what we like to do in this men's retreat, and really focus in and do an equipment on discipleship. We got good key speakers from up in this area and from Palm Beach County, men of different ministries, different churches. They wrote different, you know, just books on discipleship. But that's what we plan to do on these 3 days.
Excellent.
Focusing on that.
Excellent. So it's really a call to men to just stop everything for a few hours and pursue God.
That's right.
All right. So great to have you, Angel, with us, and John as well. Greet our family.
Good morning, everyone. I'm glad to be here with you. My name's John. We started Faithful Followers in 2017. We've been doing men's and women's retreats since. We did a couples retreats, but we're here to build the men up, because when we leave the retreats that we've been going to, even the ones that we have, we're all fired up and ready for God, and that's what we need to do, is we need to get the men fired up, because if the men are fired up, the families are fired up. We've got to build the families. We've got to build everyone. We got to let the men know that, you know, we try to do everything on our own, but we need to have brothers behind us. We need to have God in order to help us along, because we were never created to do things alone. Jesus created Eve for Adam to help along. He always sent his disciples out by twos, to one to help the other one. And we're trying to build everything up, like it says, repair the walls and building new foundations. And the foundations come from men of God being together and taking care of their families and building their families and building their life as a godly man. And it was years that I was by myself, and everything I did was on my own. I never talked to anybody. I never did anything until I became into some of these classes. And then God put on my heart, because the men would have retreats, he put on my heart that the women had to have. And that's the way that we got started, was God put on my heart for the women. So we have the retreats for the women and we have the retreats for the men. And we just try to build the families, build up the men, and let them know that they're not alone, and let them know that they don't have to serve alone. We're 24 hours. I don't care if you call us at 2 o'clock in the morning, we'll be there for you. And we need to build the men up to where they know this, and they find somebody that they can go alongside of and be built by somebody else. And we just keep it up until we got, and a lot of the younger people that are in now, we have to reach out to them. We have to disciple them, and we have to be mentors to them so that they can take over when we're not able to. And that's where we want to build God's kingdom is what we want to do. And
amen.
I just thank you for the time.
All right. Both of you men are involved with other men. And Angel, I was thinking back, and I knew that one of you were involved in the fire department, working with firemen and such forth. Angel, just tell us a snippet about your work, what you do, your interaction. Both of you are chaplains. Your wives are chaplains. And so you're very much a team ministry. So tell us a little bit about what you do on a daily basis.
Yeah, what I do on a daily basis is I'm a materials manager for fire rescue, but I'm also a chaplain. So a lot of times we are praying for these men. We do go out and talk to the firefighters. I have what we have at work is firemen that are on light duty. They get sent to us, and they help us in our warehouse and in our work area. A lot of times what happens is we wind up just talking to them, ministering to them, meeting them in their needs, meeting them where they're at. And a lot of these men are just broken, broken in a sense where you cannot unsee what you saw.
Mm.
And getting the men to open up about that and to talk about that and to talk about their families and their kids and how it takes place is like peeling an onion. How does that happen? Layer by layer. So it just doesn't happen overnight. But speaking with these men, we do try to really pray and just instill with them that they're not alone. They're not alone on their journey. They're not alone on their walk. They're not alone in what they're doing and what they're doing is a benefit. But as we, you know, simple example, as we plug in our phones every day to get a recharge, you need a recharge. And how do you do that? So we invite a lot of these men to our gatherings, our retreats. We invite them to a Bible study. And we just try to be there and just, as you could say, hearing them out, you know, yes, counseling in a little bit and hearing them out and hearing where they're hurting, where they're grieving. And what we could take time to do is just implement that you're not alone. You're totally... We're praying for you. We're praying for what you're doing, and we're walking with you in your walk. And a lot of times that winds up being a great blessing where you could just hear these men out, and it's a great benefit to have that within our department and being allowed to do that and being allowed to be of service to these men that and women. You know, it's women as well that go out and serve our communities.
Sure.
And they're given and given and given, but you do not recharge. And we get the same thing with just regular men, and that's pretty much why we're having this retreat. You know, just
awesome.
Refresher, restore, given, you know, just being in a place of not given, but you're in a place of hearing and restoration. You're in a place of restoration. God, talk to me. God, let me hear from you. What do you want from me? What are my gifts and my talents going to be used of next? You know, show me your way. Show me how in this weekend I can rebuild and restore, you know, in those areas. Let me know what you want to do with my time, talents, and treasures.
Excellent.
And those are great things.
So, John, you're involved as a chaplain throughout the year. Angel, you're involved as a chaplain with the fire department, and so you're in ministry all the time. John, what about you?
I do a lot of work in the jail. I've been remodeling inside of Palm Beach County Detention Center for the last 14 years. And some of the deputies and things, we'll get talking and things, and they'll ask me questions. And if I don't know the answer, I say, okay, let's go to the Bible.
There you go.
We go into the Bible, and we'll find what's going on. If I don't know what's going on, I'm not afraid to ask somebody that knows more than I do. But I do that. The nice thing is I've got to baptize three of the sheriff officers in there.
Excellent.
Thing. They've come to Christ, and I just talk to them and enjoy, and it's amazing the change that you see on the guys when they find out that you're a man of God. Because in there, it's just, it's like Angel said, they get beat up, they get it's brutal in there for them guys dealing with the people that come in. And occasionally, like I say, I get to talk to them and share the Bible with them and enjoy it with them. And I listen to them. That's one of the things that I learned in chaplain was to listen. You've got to listen and let them. We can't fix every problem.
Yeah.
And most of the time, they don't want you to fix the problem. They want you to listen.
Yeah. Man.
And it is our job to sit and just listen to what they've got to say. And if they... You don't say, well, you need to do this, you need to do that. You say, okay, let's go to the Word and see what the Word says. And then you say, what do you think you should do? And they allow a lot of them, they've started studying the Bible more. They say, I see a couple of them outside of the building, but most of the time, a lot of them live in Belgrade and Fort Lauderdale and Port St. Lucie.
Yeah.
But I get to speak God over them. And at the retreats, I get to do the same thing.
Awesome.
I'm the server. I'm the guy that I stand in the back and I make sure everybody's taken care of.
Amen. Different area of people to think about jail ministry, prison ministry. A lot of times the team that's holding things together are kind of overlooked, like, oh, we're there for the prisoners. Well, someone needs to minister to those who are taking care of the prisoners. So that is quite awesome. Again, I have Angel and John with me. They are from Faithful Followers. There's a
men's retreat coming up. Get Angel's help about the retreat and how people can get more information, because this is an upcoming event, and we would like to encourage you to take a look.
The men's retreat is called Passionate Pursuits. You can look that up under faithfulfollowers.org. We're there. Just punch that in, Google that, and put in Faithful Followers, and that goes directly to our webpage, which goes to our retreat page, and just register from there. And then we do have a women's retreat coming up in May. Hopefully we'll be back on to talk about that. And the men's retreat's coming up this March 13th, 15th, and 16th. And if you just, that's all you got to do, man. Just go to our webpage, Faithful Followers, and it's right there. I'll put in Passionate Pursuits. That'll also pop it up. And three ways. You can either register for the men's retreat if you're a man, you want to go, and you want your guys to go. If you're leading a men's Bible group, those are great. This is a great initiative to just do that and then bring your men to a great retreat on a great weekend. Hey, we got so much things lined up. We got bonfires, taking place. It's a great complex. We got other things taking place. We're having a great equipping with leaders from this area, from Stuart of Port St. Lucie. Chaplain Dave Thompson, he is going to be one of our facilitators. J.T. Baumgartner, from Pastor J.T. Baumgartner, is from this area. He is going to be equipping and bringing in equipping. And also, if you just you can make it, but you got a guy that wants to go, and you could sponsor him on that webpage when you register. Or if you can't go, but you like what we're doing, you like the men's retreat, you like what we're doing, men's retreat, you could donate. And you could donate to our cause, which will help us with the financial burden, that comes on with putting on a retreat for at least 40 guys, and the same thing for our women. And those are great ways to help, but it's going to just be a great weekend. As John was saying, and as you were saying, Jonathan, what are we getting? We're getting restoration. What a great time to get restoration. What a great time to be restored. What a great time to just be at peace and hear God and get an equipment. But at the same time, just take a break, take that time out to just hear and receive. Let us receive what you have for us, God. And those are the things we've got planned.
Okay, so no one thing we commit is sometimes we don't talk because we don't know who to talk to. We don't know where it is safe to talk and what could be gained by being a part of a men's event. So someone may be listening today, maybe his wife is listening today, guys, if you guys are listening today and saying, I don't know these people, what are they going to teach? Where are they coming from? And,
just a church, period. We partner up with a whole
bunch
of churches.
That's good. So you're not coming from an individual church. You're looking to bring the body of Christ together and bring people who are seriously pursuing their faith.
Exactly. And we just network with other ministries. We network with other the churches within Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Broward County, up in this area, Martin County, and up in the Port St. Lucie area. And we just network and we minister all throughout the year. We're just tying in to other ministries and, hey, let's get together. Let's get together and see what we can do to bring the guys together and bring a good equipment. And what we do have is we do have experience with the guys that we have called to bring in equipment with other pastors, other chaplains, other guys that have written books, other pastors from other churches, and we all could do a little something to feed the flock. And that's what we're trying to do. We're not just one church affiliated. We're not just one church affiliated. But we partner up with a network, and it's Tri-County. In the area, and just bringing these ones together.
All right, so it starts on the 13th. That's a Friday?
Yes, sir.
So we're talking about Lake Placid.
Orleans, if you live in the Port St. Lucie area, if you live in the Port Prince area, that is just something to hop on county over. So you got less than a half an hour to get experience. We got this for you. 3 days, all the meals are covered for, the bedding is covered for. Where else can you get 3 days of rest for just a fee of $175? You know, $175 okay. fee, registration fee, and all that's covered.
Very reasonable. Excellent.
And we are a nonprofit organization, and any of your donations, you get your tax deductions, and everything that we do by donations. We make sure that it's covered, but most of it is by donations that we receive over the years is how we put all these on.
This is year eighth or ninth year. You started, you said, in 2017. That was your first year of, so you've been doing this a few years. Any stories, success stories that you could share? Any guys opened up a bit and testified a bit and said, hey, this is what I got out of it?
Yeah, we without mentioning any names. Usually when we have the men's retreat, like I said, it just takes
a lot for a tent to open up. But usually what happens at the retreats, by Saturday we come in, we're just testimony and prayer, and we're being soaked in the presence of God, and guys open up, guys told them about their marriage, guys told them about their addictions, guys open up about what they're really struggling with, whether it's at the core, whether it's just lustful thoughts, you know, things going on in the church, or things that they're not proud of, and we can really tap into that and really pray into that, or really not leave them when they leave, really leave them. All right, so if you're this one particular person struggling with addictions, he lives in the Port St. Lucie area, all right, let's get you plugged in with this church in the Port St. Lucie area. Let me get you tapped in with Chaplain Dave, who's a great man of God, but he's tapped in with the Port St. Lucie sheriff, and through his network, we could get you plugged in through a church or ministry or a men's study where you could really adapt and they take you into their fold. Or if you're in the Palm Beach area, we could get you plugged in. If you're either further down south, we could get you plugged in with Frank Marciano's ministry. He will be at that retreat with Sunrise Ministries and the South Florida Christian Leadership Network that he's doing down there. And if you're even further down south in Broward County, we get you plugged into the leaders down in that area and get you plugged into a church or a men's group down there. And the same thing when we have the women's retreat, same thing takes place, and the same thing with our marriage retreats.
So you can go online to faithfulfollowers.org. You can get more information there. This is coming up March the 13th through the 15th, which is real soon.
Yes, sir.
Now, what about other pastors and leaders that are listening today? They've never heard of this. Men's group leaders, small group leaders, maybe there's a lot of home churches and different groups scattered through our area. How could they get a hold of you? And if they had questions, you know, sometimes leaders want to talk to a leader and find out, you know, before I promote this with my guys, you know, I want to really know what's going to go on here.
Yeah, exactly. I'll start off and then John could interject in a little bit, but so a lot of times we run into small groups or small churches, and really what I got to do that, what you guys are doing, what is the first step? I don't know what the first step is. So a lot of times what we do is we invite these pastors, we invite these heads, we'll meet up with men's guys that are leading men's Bible studies, and man, I love what you guys are doing. Well, how can we plug in? All right, so we invite them. Just come up. See what it's all about. You know, no fear, nothing. Just come in and see, and you could experience, and then you could see what it takes to lead a men's group, and bring you guys, man. Bring you guys, and we could plug in that way. Now, if anybody got any questions, once again, you could find us on that Facebook, Passionate Pursuits or Faithful Followers Ministries. But can we give our numbers out on the air?
You can.
Yeah, so my number, Angel Figueroa, is 561-847-6092. Once again, that's 561-847-6092, and we will help and explain everything that we do and everything that we're a part of, and I'll give it to John.
Yeah, and the piggyback off of that, my number, John Varney, my number is 561-436-8321, and when you go on the website, my number is on the website. So,
okay.
But we don't turn anybody away, just so you know, at the retreats. We've never turned somebody away because they don't have the money to pay. We just ask that if you want to go and you don't have the full amount, just to put something in there so that way you have a little bit of skin in the game.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But we've never turned anyone away over the last 8 years. So even if you don't have the money and you would like to go, let us know. We'll put you in and we'll take care of you.
So you were saying the cost is what, $175?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and anyone who has stayed in any kind of a room, my son and I, we had a medical appointment down in Miami, so I said, son, find a reasonable place.
That's
and
right.
He did. I mean, the doors closed, but you know, we were kind of out there. So he's trying to get into the room at 3 in the morning. So it was out there. But that's how it cost like $120 a night. So, you know, to think about having made an investment. Some of you ladies may be listening today. Make an investment in your husband. Make an investment in your husband. Encourage them to get away, because a lot of times the guys aren't going to do it. They're going to say, well, I've got a lot of stuff to do. I got to help out over the weekend. You know, I have maybe ministry responsibilities. Well, God can take care of all of that for a weekend. Prepare your heart and expect God to do something really awesome. And maybe you go and you just listen. Maybe you this is your time to observe. But start somewhere. You have questions. You have burdens inside. When no one else is around, you're struggling with things. And maybe you're angry. Maybe there's some things that happen in your life where you're angry and you're struggling with how to manage some of that. Maybe it's your relationships. Maybe it's your job. Maybe it is your marriage. Maybe it's with your kids. Maybe you feel like you failed beyond God. So this is an opportunity to step out of your boat and let God touch you in a fresh way.
Yeah, and I like to add to that. Sometimes we run into men and they're saying, man, I'm stuck. I don't know where I'm stuck. I don't know how I'm stuck.
Yeah.
And they want one guy explained it real good. He said, man, you know, when you're taking a flight and you're on an airplane, but all of a sudden you're going into a busy airport and you can't land because the congestion, and you're doing like 5 laps in the air. and you're just in a roundabout and you're just stuck. And I'm stuck. I'm stuck in life. I'm stuck. I'm stuck in my marriage.
Good point.
I'm stuck. I'm stuck in my work. Yep. I'm stuck with my kids. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do. I don't know where. And a lot of men too also just suffer with the fact that their dads are not around. You know, either their dad passed away, the dad's never been around. They suffer with their mom
Good
and pops
point.
Getting a divorce, and they're just stuck. Come in and get a refresh. Come and get a restoration. Come and get clarity on those things that we're bringing in equipment on discipleship on that weekend, and just come and get clarity for these men that are doing an equipping, these pastors, these chaplains, these men with, you know, got at least 20-something years experience on doing these equipping, where you could get unstuck, unglued, and get
Good.
A refresher and restoration in those areas.
Awesome. Karen, you're sitting in here with all of us, you know, all of these guys, and what do you think?
Well, I think it's a great thing, and I would love to tell my husband about this.
Ship him out the door. Get out of here.
Yeah, have a nice weekend.
Yeah. Go do it.
Yeah, no, it sounds like a really amazing, awesome program that you guys have.
A lot of times when we hear back from the wives, you know, they'll say something like, I don't know what you did, but all of a sudden my husband's on fire. He's on fire. He's doing things he's never done in the house. You know, just for leading, being a leader and with our kids and taking them biking. We're going to the park. We're doing these great things. And that's what happens, as John explained earlier, just on fire. You know, there's a new pep in your step, so to say. And those are good things.
building, repairing, and restoring. Dave, any closing thoughts? We're running out of time. All right.
I think it's a good deal. Yeah.
Good deal. I know, Dave, you prioritize getting time away with God. You prioritize that.
And when I need it, and I forget, I don't know I need it, my wife throws me out of the house.
Amen.
She does that, so praise God for her.
So one more time, how can people get more information?
Yeah, more information, just go in and Google Faithful Followers. If you go to that main page of Faithful Followers, you will see how to plug into our retreats. There'll be a link there for retreats, and there you could plug into Passionate Pursuits, which is our current men's retreat, March 13th through the 15th of 2026, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And you could also, if you're a woman, you could also see that women could get plugged in with the retreat that's coming up in May.
Okay.
That's going to be May 15th, 16th, and 17th. And you'll also see just if you plug in and put in Faithful Follower Foundations, faithfulfollowers.org, through any site, that you will see what we're about and what page we could plug in. Another area is if you put in www.foundationsforall.org, that's the main webpage. We could get a hold of you and get in contact through those sites. And those are ways you could plug in, and you could sign in and see what we're all about. On one closing thing, we start our retreat of Faithful Followers, and what we based our ministry on, our mission and our theme is Isaiah 58:12, which is, your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwellings. And that's what that's what got our passion on our mission to bring, started in these retreats with the men, with the women, and with marriage retreats, repairer of broken walls. And that's what we get the 3 R's from, rebuild, repair, restore.
Amen. Well, gentlemen, we are out of time. We're going to go to a song at this time. Again, Angel and John, thank you so much. I look forward to having
you
come into the studio today. And, of course, we'll perhaps be touching base as the ladies' event becomes a little closer on the calendar.
Yes, we'd love to come back. Yes.
It's not too early to put it on your calendar, but right now, March the 13th through the 15th, go to faithfulfollowers.org. You can get all the information there. They also gave their phone numbers out, which is kind of scary, but they did that. And
yes,
we're blessed to be able to stand with you all. And this is part of our ministry, is to encourage the leadership and the body of Christ to move forward, be passionate for Christ. And a lot of times we need somebody else to give us a boost.
Amen. And thank you, WCNO and Jonathan McCain. Thank you so much for having us here in this time.
Thanks, brother. All right. We're going to go to a song. We'll be right back in just a moment. God bless you. Keep your dial set right here at 89.9. You are listening to WCNO in Palm City, Florida.
has my Heavenly Father love. In all these things, I conquer even more through my Heavenly Father.
And that was Wallace Raming, right? Raming?
Raming.
Raming?
Yes.
Raming.
He was on the station here for quite a while, wasn't he?
I believe.
Back in the day?
I believe so. Tom knows him. Tom brought him in, I think.
Tom brought him in, and that song's entitled The Love of God. Sometimes we'll have people call us. Often we have people call us and say, what was the name of that song? Who did that song? People go, I never heard that song. I listen all the time. And that is one of the benefits of WCNO. We actually have a library that is jam full of great kingdom music. And it's a mixture. It's kind of like we are. You know, you go to church and look around and go, man, boy, there's a lot of different kinds of people here. And they might be looking at you saying, oh, you're kind of different looking too. But, you know, we do have some different tastes. God's gifted us a little different. Once in a while, we get it mixed up with a variety of some of the great music coming right off of God's buffet table. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing.
Yeah.
Well, we do have John Nelson in studio. We're going to be talking about a fish family jam in just a moment. But first, Dave has something to share with us. Is this from the family, or where is this from?
Well, I have two things to share.
Two things.
One is a comment we received from Dee. I don't know where Dee is because this was email.
Sure.
But she was responding to an email blast we sent out about our upcoming prayer and share.
Prayer and share is coming. When is it coming, Dave?
Well, it's coming, starts March 16th, and I only know that because that's also my birthday.
Boy, great day.
So if you want to make sure I survive, tune in.
There we go.
7 a.m. on March 16th. It runs for 2 weeks of weekdays. But D says in response to the email, you can count on my support. I love this station. The music and programming are outstanding. From D. Thank you,
Amen. Dee. Amen. Because we have great people that we bring in together, and it's a great thing. You have one more?
Well, you know, from the Martin County Board of County Commissioners, they have several advisory committees.
Okay.
Where people will advise them in different areas. Of
volunteer, we should say.
All volunteer.
Volunteer.
Many have to be relevant to the committee's dealings, but the Library Board of Trustees has vacancies.
Library.
And it's Martin County Library.
And there may be others. So when they can call the same number and find out there may be some other vacancies, and you can check in.
Yeah, there's all. Now, this is you have to apply by Friday, March 13th, which is coming up.
Okay.
And if you want to do that, you can either email. Well, first of all, you can call Donna Gordon in the administration office at 288-5756. Or you can email her at dgordon@martin.fl.us.
That's great. Martin County keeps us posted on all these things that are going on, and I shout out to the other counties around. I know we're in about 12 counties.
Absolutely.
And so if you get us the information, we'll try to let people know about open opportunities for people to come in there as well. And, for example, we've had some cooler weather. Did you notice? A little bit cooler.
Yeah, wonderful.
A little bit cooler. And we receive a notice that we have a shelter that's open. You know, when that happens, and we endeavor to go right on air, let everybody know what's going on with that. So it's great for the body of Christ to participate in loving our counties that we live in and doing what we can to be a difference. Karen, what do you have?
I have.
Incidentally, welcome, Karen.
Oh.
You've been quiet this morning.
Just taking it all in.
Taking it all in. Well, you have your own program. You're not always taking it all in there. You're actually sharing.
Right. I am. And so we have from our good friend Winifred.
Winifred.
Down in Boca. She writes in and says, I pray that the God and Father of our Lord Jesus and our Father of glory bless, keep, and cover you always in the name of Jesus. Please pray for me that I can get more hours in my job. I really need more hours. Pray for me, please. And close these $100 of the flips that I had made. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Your partner in Christ, Winifred.
Nice.
Mm. Isn't that awesome?
Yes. And she's
praying for more hours, which is indicative of a financial need, mm-hmm. and in the midst of her need, she's planting a seed.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Amen. Amen. That is awesome. You want to pray for her, Karen?
Yeah, sure.
Just lift her up. Yeah.
So, Father Winifred. God, we just lift Thank up you, Winifred to you, Winifred Lord. Today. And, Father, I know that she had asked us this before, so we know it's been a few months. And, Father, we just thank you that you have more hours for her available. Father, I ask that you would provide that for her. And Lord, that even maybe it's just an increase in her pay, God. Maybe not necessarily the hours, but maybe the increase in pay, Father, that would make up for that. But we know that you know all of her needs, and that you will meet every need that she has, Lord. And Father, we just thank you for how she blesses the station continually, and we ask you to pour out your blessings upon her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You know, Karen, there are probably many other people that are in the same place where Winifred is that are at this point praying about a job, praying about a new job, maybe praying for advancement in your job, maybe praying for wisdom, which the resources you have. So, however that might find you in your life today, we lift you up also. Well, we want to talk about a family jam. This one's fishy.
It's
fishy.
It's our
John. Well, I know you.
I brag about this radio station.
Oh, thank you.
I get people to be impact partners. I mean, people don't realize the reach that this radio station has, and it's worth bragging about.
Man.
I mean, it's unsyndicated. It's Christian. I mean, that's the thing that I love in life. I don't want to be syndicated.
And you can bring in all kinds of friends. We like your friends.
Yeah,
keep bringing your friends in here. I enjoyed the
Dennis
attorney you brought in the other day.
He's actually the driving force behind the fishing tournament.
That's awesome.
Their family's an extremely big fishing family. I worked on his parents' house 22 years ago at Palm Cove when I was with Toll. And then when things crashed and I went into business for myself, we had put an addition on that house. And that's when I met Dennis. But he's been pinnacle and legal. I mean, we love having him around. My own kids got hit in a car on 95, put him in the woods. You know, he's injury law, but he does a lot of other stuff. And the one thing I love is they're family. You see you see their pictures, and their family's always out with their kids. You know, and that's what
godly people. Godly people.
Godly people.
We need to stand
with the
body.
He wants to come back in as soon as possible.
Yeah, I want to bring him back in.
Yeah.
So he's a mover for this. You know, I've talked with you about a bit about this. This is a fish tournament, fish family jam tournament, and it's open to everybody.
Everybody.
It's open to everybody. So don't say,
whatever, but you don't have anything. You may say, I've never been in a church.
Bring your best bait.
Bring your best bait.
It's a tournament. It's going to be up to so many different, how many boats we have. There's going to be buy-ins for fish. Nothing's going to help us, but you can win money. And there's got, listen, we have a lot of fishing tournaments here.
We do.
You know, and this is our first. And that, I actually called him for some money for the heat trip. He said, I'm giving you the money.
Tell us about that. Give us a little thumbnail of what you do. We have listeners that don't know John Nelson. Who are you and what do you do?
You know, we started his family's gunstroke driving 14 years ago. And then we saw the need with heroin and opiates to go more of a wide open name. So we actually all prayed about it. And we came up with familiesrecovery.org. So we're traditionally IRS 501c3 is Families Against Drunk Driving, which we still are an advocate for drunk driving because that hasn't slowed down either. But, you know, over the years, it's on my heart. And you know what happened with my wife with the trafficking and the overdoses and all that stuff. She's with the Lord 8 years now. We turned it more street level. And that's not the only thing we do. We help with housing. We try to help.
You're a networker, John.
Well,
you really
are.
Well,
it's crazy because yesterday a young lady went on our website, familiesrecovery.org, and I answered it, and she called me. She's for profit, but they're finding affordable housing for people that we help.
Wow.
So it's like, wow, what a phone call. And I want to bring her on because if you know anything about the foster care system, there's a lot of kids that are stuck in foster care system because people can't get their kids out of foster without an address. Mm. Well, I don't know if anybody pays what I pay or what everyone in this room is paying to live in Martin County, St. Lucie. It's not cheap.
Right.
You know, rent started 15, 18, 2000 and go up. So if you're a person that's getting your life back together and you've met a few of them and got cars and what, we have a young lady give us a car for one of our women, how do you put that all together and get your kid out? Because it's all about getting your kid back into a stable environment with their parents.
Right.
So that's an avenue we went towards because I helped Jenny fight for her guys. You know, we had our son for 7 years, and then I had gotten out of Dunklin Dorm into jail 16 years ago. I couldn't even see my kids. So little by little, like lawyers like Eula Clark and Dennis Fano, I learned a lot about the legal system towards family law. And that doesn't make me an expert, but I know the rules of engagement. But meeting somebody that can get housing, we're desperate.
It's huge.
We're desperate. It's bad. I mean, you have a ministry that advertises up in Fort Pierce about working class citizens. I don't know how he words it, but he gives people that are working that don't have places a place to stay.
Yeah.
And I put them in touch.
Yeah. You're all right.
So it is all about that working. I couldn't do this by myself. Dennis has brought on board people, including Pirates Cove, are going to make this go.
It's awesome.
But, you know, as far as what we do, I'm an addiction. I'm a sober coach. I'm a minister, trauma coach. We really want people to know that you haven't gone as low. Most people that meet me haven't gone as low as me without death. You know, 38.
You have a lot of hope, John. You walk with a lot of hope. You come in here with a smile on your face.
We want people to know that we're. Yeah. Let's work with these people that are damaged and get them back on their feet. Now, they got to be a willing participant.
Sure.
I had three girls go right back out, and we just teamed up with Pure Recovery in Tampa, 6 treatment centers. He's hands-on, and he takes Medicaid. Nobody in the industry, nobody, I hope you're listening, behavioral health people.
Right.
Nobody that's not state-funded takes Medicaid because it's a break-even or lose money.
Right.
So 32 rehab centers here that don't take Medicaid. Why?
That leaves a ton of people on the street.
It leaves New Horizons, Coral Shores. Don't get me wrong. We have great facilities, but there's capacities.
Yeah.
So we're able to send people over to Tampa, and Uber actually gives them a ride. So if you need treatment right now, you can call me, 285-5828. We can get you in touch with
them. Got to give the number slower.
I get excited. I'm ADD personnel. I'm in third gear right out of the gate. 772-285-5828. And this is going to help fund the next HEAT stuff. We've taken thousands and thousands of kids and a lot of foster organizations, Project Lift. Elevate Hope sends us people that they can't deal with or they're overloaded. Because everyone in this world is on overload in the treatment industry.
Some way,
Like, we do a lot with New Horizons. We actually take AA meetings in there in Florida Hospital in Walton. they can only take so many people. So when you get a treatment center like Pure that's willing to break even and even lose money to give somebody a 90-day program, that's God. That's God.
Saving life, saving lives. Okay, I don't think we've talked about the date. When does this happen? How can people get involved? What do you need? What's the cost?
We bought fishfamjam.com. We bought that.
You own the domain. Okay.
That, if you go on fishfamjam.com,
okay,
it will take you to the sponsor page and all the information of the tournament on familiesrecover.org. And we want everyone to know, whether you're an addiction sufferer, a mental health sufferer, whatever, we want everyone to come. This is a fishing tournament.
Yes.
Let's raise some money for what we do.
Yep.
And maybe we've helped your son. Maybe we've helped your daughter. Maybe we've helped your wife. I mean, it takes money. I mean, you guys got prayers that are coming up. Thank God that I'm a contractor locally, and I don't make what I used to because of my health. But when we need something, we sacrifice.
You're reaching your pocket.
You guys in ministry, we're all sitting in a room full of people that are in ministry that are going into their pockets.
Right.
This does not fund itself.
Right.
So if there's, and I thank God we've been solvent for a while. I mean, it's not like I have to throw a lot, but there's months where it gets dry where if the internet, my internet guy is not free, you know, you got bills to pay.
Right.
So we're just excited. It's going to be a 2-day event. The captain's meeting will be the 18th. The fishing tournament is starts out at 7 a.m. on the 19th, Pirates Cove Marina. It's a beautiful facility. That is a state-of-the-art facility. I mean, anyone that lives here knows of it because either dock there for food or you're somewhere in the Manatee Pocket. We have a bunch of commercial fishermen. A lot of people here that are new don't know this. This has been an active fishing port since 1858.
Wow.
And the inlet used to be further down.
Mm-hmm.
They actually filled that. They actually built a new inlet, St. Lucie Inlet, and made that into a state park. So, I mean, there's so much history with the fishing revenue that comes in here. And we've got a company that's willing to take all the fish at the end. And they will make a donation back per pound.
Wow.
I mean, it's just, I've really hit the jackpot with Dennis and Jim and Dave and Desiree.
We need each other.
I couldn't do this tournament by myself. Yeah. Now, you want me to do a golf tournament? I've done 12. It's not different, but it is different.
Are you going to say that you no longer have tournaments because I went to one?
Well, you didn't hit me. No, it just came to a point where we wanted to do something different.
Different, yep.
And being a fishing, well, listen, we're selfish capital. I have talked to a skipper the other day. He caught and released 28 selfish the other day.
Wow.
They're catching fish.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's just important for us to raise the cash that we need to help the people that we need to help. God never disappoints.
There you go. There you go. Well, it's great to have you in the studio. One thing, there's a lot of things I love about your ministry, but what really makes a difference to me is you know what a garbage can out back looks like. You've been on the street.
Very well.
You've been at the bottom.
You're 38 degrees the other morning, and I share this a lot. The first thought is I remember being homeless in 38 degrees.
Wow.
And my first thought is those poor guys and women and kids. I just seen a couple that's over here by the gas station every day, and they've got a six-year-old, and they're on the streets.
On the street, living.
On the streets.
And we have people that are working as teachers and other
living in
capacities,
their cars.
Cannot make enough to have a place to live.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know, and I'm playing on people's conscience. Maybe you got a thought, well, maybe I should give to one of these organizations. Give to somebody.
Yes, yes.
And don't give it to one of the big-name people. Give it to somebody that's actually making a difference in the community. Hibiscus House, Project Lift. Project Lift, we've been working with them for years. Dunklin, years. Why? They're making a difference.
Right.
Yeah. You know, right. Dunklin, I went to Dunklin. I get it. I mean, I was a drug addict, and I'm still in recovery, you know. But I know God took that from me to go on a mission of trying to help people. Not everybody's called to do what we do.
That's true.
Yeah. They're
That's
not.
True.
I mean, I had them pray for me in Dunklin at Christmas. Sean, who's been in here, he's a great friend of mine. He goes, you never ask for nothing for you.
Yeah.
And that's bad because I do events. I'm pitching everybody else's nonprofits except ours.
Right, right. Well,
you can't pay forward enough. Amen. I hope someone out there that's got a lot of deep pockets that's not feeling too good about their life today, try giving back. It's one thing that they've taught in the Bible and they taught in the 12-step programs, not just AA. Me, when I'm working with somebody, I get them busy with other people.
Yeah, you do.
Because nothing more fulfilling than helping someone else.
Yeah.
And if you haven't tried it and you're sitting on a big wallet over in Souls Point, write a check for this place.
There you go.
Because what happens if this radio station ain't on? We're allowed to talk about overdose. There's probably someone listening right now heating up a spoonful of heroin that's going to put it in their arm. Don't do it. I can't do that. I'm not picking on the syndicated radio stations by no means. Or the treatment centers that don't take medication.
Right.
They're trying, hopefully they are on the right mission to help people. You hope. But not everybody's Salvation Army. They're not. There's right. a lot of wolves out there with big names that are taking donations that they're not even putting back 12 cents into the actual cause because their CEOs are getting $1.3 million a year. I mean, I would ask people to try to, and research us. We're debt-free for 10 right. years. We're debt-free. I've never taken a paycheck. Debt-free. I've never taken a paycheck. Debt-free. I've never taken a paycheck. Perfect. I hope you call me because I want to interview you.
Yeah, right.
And
yeah.
I'll be very fair with you. Yeah, but none right. of us.
Bring them in here. Bring them in here, John. Right. We'll do it together.
We'll bring Keith and Jimmy the bank robber.
there you go. Yeah, there you go. Well, we're almost out of time once again.
Oh, can I mention our John, sponsors real
please,
quick?
Please do.
We've got our sponsors already. Seacoast has taken a very big part of this. Seacoast is a family-owned bank. I'm very blessed. We're sitting down with them next week. They're probably going to take the banner, which we won't disclose that amount. Dennis Fano Law, Palm City Law, he was on the radio with us. He's actually going to donate HMY Boats Yacht Sales. They're national. They've given a big check. Pirates Cove is actually, they've wrote off a quarter of what this was going to cost.
That is awesome.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, if you haven't been to Pirates Cove, it's a beautiful facility. Colorado Pawns donating. And then my friend Jeff's been in town, Liberty Builders. They are a custom home builder here for a long time. They took on half of the T-shirts.
Wow.
Ooh. Right. I asked them for all the T-shirts. They said, here, let me give you this. You can't. You got to ask.
Definitely, yeah.
But I didn't mean to cut you off. I just, you know, it's very important to tell the people. And a lot of them, there's personal people in here that have donated too that they don't want. There's people going to fish on skipper's boats that are granted because people have made that happen. Yeah. And I want to say, and they're listening, and I want to say thank you because they don't want. First thing I've tried to learn when I really got sober is do something kind and don't tell anybody. Try that. Yeah. That's homework. Do something good and try not to tell somebody. And I see Jonathan. Like, he's thinking of that pizza that I brought.
It's kind of tough not to, you know. I mean, we did shut the door to try to keep, you know, all of the aroma out there. But, you know, this is just a great thing. And, John, every time you come in, I'm always mindful of the gospel, the power of the good news, and the fact that God uses broken people, hurting people, lost people,
Absolutely.
Struggling people, poor people, and wealthy people. To reach others.
You know, just because I'm where I'm at in my life, I've been listening to a lot of Heather Williams. She sings some great music. And Jen Johnson sings a song from Bethlehem.